You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday out there. Jim and I met at the door this morning and we said, this is a cold May. Isn't it though?
Just this week.
You just feel like you're walking on it's going to be nicer than it is. Yeah. You just assume it's going to be nicer than it is.
Yeah. Cold
it's not horrible out there. 48 in Green Bay, 48 in Appleton, 47 in Appleton. It is breezy. Showers. Forecast for today, high around 50.
It was refreshing, though.
You going with that?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it was all right. You're okay, whatever.
You looked real, like you're really savoring the morning as you're walking.
I was really enjoying that walk. You're right.
You looked like you were embracing the day. Carpe diem, everybody. Carpe bleeping diem.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Mm-hmm. Your hands were so deep in your pockets.
I know.
It was.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cooler. All right,
anyway. All right, happy Tuesday to you. Boy, we got a great lineup for you here. We got a lot of good guests. A lot of stuff happening now over the next, it's a big time, like the next month or so. Seems like a lot of stuff happens.
You mean graduations?
Yeah, all that, and then high school tournaments, you know, Memorial Day is huge, and all the different things. And,
Now, you know, you get some invites to graduation parties. So, you're right, this is a cool time of year, though.
Yeah.
The weather's getting better, and,
Today we got a great line. By the way, Vicky wants to get the first one. Good morning. Good morning, Vicky.
Hey,
where's Vicky calling or where's Vicky texting? Because one of my guys that we put on the other day, Todd, Facebook wise, he's in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I think Vicky's down in North Fond du Lac.
North Fond du Lac, all right. Do we still have people from like Allentown, Pennsylvania and everything?
Right? Yeah, I think so. I'll tell you what, let's have a little fun this morning. Why don't you just text in where you're listening from? To get the mobile app, of course, the Civic Media app, choose WGBW or WISS, and then text us and just say, hey, I'm listening in wherever. Right. So
should we give,
let's do a roll call.
Something like we have, you know, Pens.
From who came, like a wedding reception, the DJ. Who came the furthest? Where are you from? Chicago. Are you kidding me? I can walk to Chicago. Who's next?
Okay, forget it. I just thought I'd.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I know you're right. I've been to those.
You've all been to those. You know what I can understand, Todd? Because I've always said I'd like to be a wedding DJ.
Oh, God.
No. Yeah.
Well, that was resounding encouragement from both of you.
You get the parents who are paying for it. You got the bride who wants this. You got other guests. Remember, we just talked to a wedding DJ.
Yeah.
He was talking about how the group, you know, the wedding DJ's job is to get people on the floor.
Get that
right?
Party
started.
That's
really it. It's not like do this, do that. It's get the people on the floor. The people are coming up and requesting all these songs. Oh, this.
Yeah.
And it was the bride's mother, the bride is like, we're only doing this.
That was my.
That was you.
That was
Todd.
Me.
Oh.
That
wow.
They only wanted country music.
That's what it was.
No, it was no DJ we had in here. It was Todd.
Okay.
And
but
it literally,
that's true.
All the bridesmaids and the bride all had cowboy boots on
their
dresses.
See?
Okay.
And it
was Brown Eyed Girl, which you would think could kind of cross over to country a little bit. I mean, it's not that far out, right?
Right.
Well, now it would be like back then when that came out, it would have been.
Well, no, but this was like, you know, in the early 2000s for me doing the wedding.
Yeah.
All right.
Got it.
That was you. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, I played that and the crowd just went crazy. Everybody's dancing in the hole. And here she walked in her little cowboy boots right up to the thing.
Kidding. Yeah.
I said only country.
Yep.
By 10 o'clock, the dance was over.
Right.
Everybody left.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So that killed it, kind of, huh?
We got a text here. I'm listening from Lake Wales, Florida. I got to find out who that is.
That is Debbie.
Nice.
It's who? Debbie?
Debbie. Yep. She listens every day.
All right,
She's
Debbie.
John sang happy birthday to her last week because she had sent that text to me. Yes, Lake Wales. She bought a condo down there. Did not like the weather in Wisconsin.
She sent me a text that made her day.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She did. So anyway, yes, that's.
Yeah. So Vicky, where's Vicky? Fond du Lac?
Fond du Lac.
Okay.
That DJ, I'll tell you who can get people on the floor, which is no surprise, is Big Mouth.
I believe
well,
it.
Well, yes and no.
Well, with that guy, he said to me, he goes, that was a fun wedding. And even though those guys, I don't, they're worth it, but it costs money for a live band. And that's what my daughter wanted, and that's what they did. I'm telling you, John, the whole night.
I love Big Mouth more. I would listen to Big Mouth on my last day on this earth, okay? I'd like to watch him perform. We're at our buddy John Kramer's.
Oh.
And everybody sat there and they just wanted to listen to Big Mouth. They were so good.
See the show.
And it was at the Rare Room Museum. And it's like they went to a Big Mouth show. And everybody sat around and listened to Big Mouth and just really got into Big Mouth's music.
Clapping and stuff after the songs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and they're coming around with the sax and doing the different things. Oh. And so it was great in that way. But it's like you got a free concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I guess, and maybe if the crowd wasn't really into dancing, maybe that's what they enjoyed.
It was more into just sitting back and enjoying it and everything. Yeah.
Oh, and those guys, they do it every month, and they led everybody. And it was on the third floor of the Title Town upstairs, where you can oversee the city. And they played, just marched all the way out outside, and then we had fireworks. They were the easiest band to work with. Yet DJs are better, like Greta, right? When she married that Colombian. And just two different genres of music, and there's not a band that can play both those. You know what I mean? Like, play Colombian music, and to play American music.
Yeah, no.
So there, we got a DJ, and he goes, yeah, I can do that. So it was great. But
that's very cool.
But you got to let the DJ call the shots. If you know what I'm saying?
Totally. He knows what he's doing.
Right.
He knows what he's doing.
Brought in the lights.
He knows what he's doing. What he's doing.
Yeah.
Terry says the average high today is supposed to be 70.
That's correct.
For today?
Yeah.
I believe it.
The average high is 70.
Oh, the average.
The average. Be.
Okay.
Should be such a nice day. That's such a nice time of year.
Yeah.
Where are we listening from? My bathroom on the east side of Green
Thank you.
Bay. Okay. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Let's just move on from that one, Brian. Listening from Allentown, PA. Technically Magunji, but no one has ever heard of that. Allison. Is it Magunji?
I don't know.
Outside of Allentown, yeah.
Because one of the rivers there is Mahogany, the three rivers for like Three River Stadium, the Ohio, the something, and the Monongahela all come together. Because Monongahela, Pennsylvania, is the hometown of Joe Montana.
Everybody knows that.
I know, right?
And let's just be honest. If he was mispronouncing him, you and I would never know.
Right, right. Well, that's interesting. That's nice to have that knowledge.
I love this song, by the way.
Have you ever had like a song that just sticks in your mind and you know exactly where you were when you had the song in your mind?
Yeah.
A couple of them.
Mine was Christmas, right before Christmas, Frankenmuth, Michigan. It's a little town outside of Flint that they dedicate their whole town to like Christmas. One of those places have the great Christmas, you know, so it's a year round. They're famous for two things, their chicken and their Christmases. And I remember, and my wife at the time was, Amber was born a week later. So it's one of those things. And I remember this song was in my head the whole time. Well, we're living here in Allentown, and it's hard to keep a good man down. Our fathers fought the Second World War.
Yep.
How's your mayor doing out there?
In Allentown? What do you mean? Why? I don't know.
I'll look it up.
What happened? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think I'm in a little hot water. I went to conferences together. We'll see. I got the wrong city. I think it was.
That seems like a tough town, doesn't it? Like, it just seems like it'd be a tough town.
Well, I think
who I think is from there? Mike Ditka.
Yeah, that would be the tough town.
Yep. I think Mike Ditka is from there.
Maybe because they compete. They have some competition out there, in terms of towns.
Cities,
that you got, Pittsburgh, Philly.
Oh, yeah. Erie, Pennsylvania.
Hershey, Erie.
Yeah. No. Elquipada.
That's where he's from?
Mike Ditka. Elquipada. Look it up.
Who's that?
Mike Ditka.
Oh, that's his real name?
My goodness.
The coach.
What's Elquipada?
Mike Ditka is from Elquipada.
A native of Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Mike attended Elquipada High School. Yes.
Wow.
I got a weird thing.
Yeah, you do. Wow.
I'm sorry, Todd.
Should have that checked.
Yes.
Elquipada.
Tony Dorsett is from there too, I believe.
Elquipada. There we go. Elquipada.
That was Joe Namath's big rival in high school, and he was at Beaver Falls.
Of course it was.
Yes. Okay.
Just throwing it out there. People want to know.
No. Okay. Well, I don't want to get into it.
All right. Wow. Hey, happy World Bee Day. Okay. We got it. Okay, Todd, can you make a quick call?
To None other than, right? Wayne.
Yeah. I saw his they had a lot of damage from that storm.
Oh, he's out in the sticks.
It took out a bunch of stuff. Yeah. But I saw something that Angel and I are Facebook friends. She said she doesn't want to talk about the bees because they were trapped inside their house for 2 days and couldn't leave their house. Yeah.
That could make for a good movie.
Wayne, I know, right? Remember,
so the bees?
Beekeeper?
The bees kept them in the house.
That's what it sounded Facebook.
And he takes care of the bees. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wayne, if you are listening and you have a chance, call us at 264-0606.
Were you held hostage in your house?
That queen bee's like, okay, you guys, we've talked about a revolution. This is
Those people are peeing me off. Hey, guys, listen.
We go tonight.
Listen, phones are down.
right.
We got enough bees in the transformer. Right. We short-circuited it.
The spray is in the garage. We won't let him get to it.
He can't get to it. He can't get to it. You know, there's...
Wow.
I was writing one of my chapters in my book last night, and these guys were on this mission in Vietnam, and they saw the Viet Cong, and it's like, they're there, let's go. So they started running through the jungle, and they went down this little thing, and they got into a thing of ground wasps so bad that guys had to be... They had to send in helicopters to take guys out. They were stung so bad by ground wasps. I mean, like, it was medically evacuated from getting stung.
But those things come up out of that. You step on,
I've seen some video online and stuff like that. And the guys have the big full suits on and they're going in there. And you can just see these things attacking.
I got attacked one time. And so did you. It's funny because, you know, we had our guy on yesterday, Don Carper from Veterans Village.
Yep.
And we were talking about clearing out that whole area. And we had this one guy.
We found
this,
that hooch.
And this was, yeah. And this, did I tell you about that, Todd?
I don't know.
We got the break. When Don and I cleaned out this whole area at Veterans Village in Appleton a couple of years ago, okay? It's just overgrown, just ugly in a ditch. And...
Next to a college dorm. That's
right.
Next
to yeah.
Okay. That's important.
Yeah.
Well, now all sorts of things are going through my mind.
We clear it.
It wasn't a dead body.
We find this thing, this big, like a planter box thing and everything with like electricity from somewhere and like irrigation. All hidden. What do you think that was?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It was all under the brush.
Yeah, completely. Little. You never knew. We were like 3 days into digging into this
guy
stuff.
Guy was running his business, growing his stuff. Yeah.
Farming going on.
Right.
Yeah.
But he was actually using the irrigation. Yeah. It was a little bit of a science experiment.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So give him a little credit for that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. You probably know this, too. When we were doing that downtown campaign, live here, love here, live it, love
on the
it.
West side. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of these places were rentals that we're going to. But we were asking, could we look? And Garrett was with us times two and everything. So could we look at the house, make an appointment, and get an idea of maybe what it could be worth and look for yada, yada, yadas, you know, because we're trying to have, because we have a lot of investors that want to buy those.
Yep.
But anyway, well, you know, I'm not telling you anything. But anyway, there were at least two, possibly three, where when you walk in, you knew right away because the basement windows are painted over black.
Right. That and sometimes the outlets are low.
Yeah.
Yeah, they drop them down to like a foot off the floor. It's like, I wonder why he did that.
Yeah, and you see hoses coming through the rafters, right. Like the joints.
The right lights, the right.
Yes. Yeah. But as soon as you saw the painted windows, you knew. Right off the bat.
And I mentioned this before, but with the homeless shelter, we're doing this expansion. So we bought these seven houses in a pretty bad area. And then the chief called. He goes, hey, look, could we, you know, plant some drugs in there and run the dogs through and, you know, looking for that? I'm like, you don't need to plant any drugs in there, chief. They're there.
Let them go. In fact, they might be hyperventilating.
Right.
I told you the cops wanted me to be that guy one time,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Hiding in a drug house? No way.
They train
no
them.
Way. They train them, but they also enjoy it, kind of. they enjoy it a little more than they should. Both the dog and the cop. Quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Great song. Billy Joel, back in his era. Boy, he had an era, didn't he?
Oh, 70s, 80s, my gosh.
Just early incredible. 90s. Incredible. And he was married to Christie Brinkley.
Right. Yeah.
How do you screw that up?
Yeah.
Apparently he did, right?
How do you screw that up?
Yeah.
Christie Brinkley.
You know, maybe she...
I saw her one time.
In person?
Yeah. A little bit from a distance. She was going out. When I was working in Flint, they had the Detroit Grand Prix. It was the first year of Detroit Grand Prix. And her boyfriend at the time was this French driver who got killed. And that was like the big story of the Detroit. I think it was the first year of the Detroit Grand Prix. And Grand Prix are big. I mean, that's... Boy, those are big European multi-billionaire types when they come to town.
They put a lot of money in those cars.
Yeah, put it this way. You want to have all the restaurants and all the anything you want in downtown Green Bay? Have a Grand Prix.
Yeah, right?
I'm not kidding. That is so huge.
Well, that's really how Elkhart Lake got on the map. It wasn't a Grand Prix, but they used to race through the city. And then they built,
did?
Oh, yeah. Then now they have, obviously, the track that's...
Which is phenomenal, which is phenomenal.
They have, when you go to restaurants or the Ostoff or something, they have pictures, and that's where the race started, and they built
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
They... before some of the races, they'll come and they'll just do like a little parade, and it's 6-7 deep just to watch the cars go by. But then some of these guys, you know, they pull off on the side and they like to show off their toys.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So it's a cool thing to do.
Actually, I still think that thing in Manitowoc is cool. Is it Manitowoc and Two Rivers where they take one night and they shut off pretty much all the streets downtown except the route, and everybody that's got like a classic car, a cool car, I'll just get in this big parade. It goes on for hours.
Yeah, that's...
It's super cool.
It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, people will put out lawn chairs at, like, I don't know if it starts at 6.
Yeah.
People have lawn chairs out at, like, 3, yeah. 2 in the afternoon to have the right place.
Yeah.
There's something about cars.
Back then, they were different. No, they're kind of looking a little bit vanilla.
Yeah, there's not even... Hey, by the way, I know what I was going to ask you. So I walked past Auto Gallery.
Yeah.
Okay. On... What street is that? The main street that it's on.
Adams,
okay.
And then Crooks.
Adams.
Mm-hmm.
In the window. Remember I told we at Daryl, I said, hey, you can just window shop walking around that place.
Yeah.
You can see, okay. Is that a Vega they have in the front window? That little orange car.
Oh, the orange one.
With kind of a hatchback. Is that a Vega?
Well, I don't know.
What? Why would you? We need to ask Daryl.
Yeah.
Because it's right around Bart Starr's Corvettes and these other cars, and it looks like a Vega.
What's wrong with that? I mean, what? Because it's such junk? Or what do you
mean? Well, yeah, Vega was one of those cars we were talking about yesterday.
Oh, the Ralph.
Where they threw, you know, they just, when the gas embargo and everything, they're trying to make these little American cars to compete. I don't even know if it's an American car or Vega. Is that an AMC car?
Oh, it's French.
I don't know.
That, didn't they?
Renault? Remember the Renaults?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll ask them. Yeah, I drive by there twice a day, so
okay.
Sure. I'll look into that. Have a Vega, first of all,
what's the big red one outside? Is that an Edsel?
Yes, that looks like
an Edsel.
I think that's an Edsel. That one that displays outside.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that he leaves that outside?
Yeah.
He leaves it out in the winter, too. It's like,
I know. I thought the same thing.
Yeah, but they, you know, brush it off and clean it. But yeah. And then when you walk in, you know, on Adams Street, you know, that window display, and then you know, take a left to go in there, is where that Rolls Royce is.
How was that?
That's an awesome car.
Okay, so I went to our great friends, Downtown Garage.
Yep.
They hooked me up again like you can't believe. They're some of the greatest people, old school service, old school garage. Remember you, treat you great, the whole thing. Even Brown Donuts, they did such a great
good.
Job.
All right.
Now you say show my appreciation. Good. But they had an Aston Martin in their park. You never know what's going to be. There's like an MG Spitfire and an Aston Martin right there in that. How much would those be worth?
Right. But if you're going to take your car to get serviced, you want to go?
Yeah.
You want to go to those, you know.
Yeah.
And they've been around forever. Now, granted, the employees have been there forever. They just bought the company, but that company's been there for,
well, they've
I don't
got
know.
Pictures inside.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I think the 20s.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. In the exact same spot, exact same. Love it. Love the smell when you walk in.
Downtown,
it brings back so many memories of basically growing up in a gas station.
And they come out and they're like, hands are greasy.
Yep.
And
love it.
Yep.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Great people, Downtown Garage in Green Bay. Yeah, what's going on today? World B Day. Oh, have we heard from Big Wayne? All right, Wayne, wake up. It's Rescue Dog Day.
Love it. We got a guy coming on today to talk about dogs.
Well, yeah, plus that was so cool the other day when Dennis Peters from the Glam Band brought his dog in.
Yeah, that's a good dog.
And he's telling me the history of that dog. I mean, it's amazing. You know, we always talk about, you know, the tornadoes and the hurricanes. And, you know, a lot of times I think people might forget about those things. And those people that do their best. Well, thank you, Todd.
Yeah. Not anymore,
Todd, was yours a rescue dog?
Yeah.
Tons was a rescue dog. What do you mean not anymore?
Were you saying that?
He said this dog was left chained up. Remember the people left or died or whatever?
Yeah. Boy, I think when there's a flood, you know, I always talk about the American Red Cross, and they should, but there's people who go down it for the animals, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal now.
Yeah.
I don't think it was 25 years ago.
Oh, so. God, no. Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
But think what these dogs, I mean, it's kind of like just having that dog in the studio the other day. He's a beautiful dog.
Oh,
I mean, just beautiful.
And a good dog, too. It seems...
But think about what that thing went through, that he survived, you know? And then to still be cool. And like, even when we did that thing at the Hotel Northland that day.
Right, we'll survive. Yeah.
Have you gotten your lunch there yet?
No.
Right. Well, you got to try
that. I was going to go with you, but.
You got to try the venison chili.
Yeah, you said that.
Well, I was thinking it was a two-person thing. I was getting lunch for two.
See, they gave Johnny and I did a show at the Northland for Adopt a Rescue Dog, right? Is that what the name of it was? And she goes,
that's where I accidentally ate the dog cookie.
We'll get you guys lunch.
By the way, I told that story over the weekend to somebody who had never heard it. So now everybody in my family knows.
Yes. I'm okay with it because it looked exactly like a cookie my mom would make.
Tasted like a dog biscuit.
Not bad.
Not bad. Anyway, yes, I got to get lunch there at Poke the Bear. So that's what they gave us.
What is quiche Lorraine?
It's a kind of quiche.
Type of quiche. Okay. Yeah. All right. It's Band Director's Day.
Nice.
Women in Aerospace Day. John Party, the singer, 40 years old. Busta Rhymes, 53. Tony Stewart, 54. Mindy Cohn, 59. Bronson Pinchot, 66. Jane Wiedlin, 67, who I don't know.
She was in the Go-Go's.
Oh!
Little guitar action there.
Nice. And Cher is 79.
She
is. Well, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
Her face
not,
is only
not,
5 years old.
I was going to say,
but...
not all of her. Back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back! Mino and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. It's a little bit chilly out there. 48 in Green Bay, 48 in Appleton, 47 in Oshkosh, and showers and around 50 degrees today. Brewers back in action tonight. Got a nice win last night
over
the Orioles. Nice to see. Got off to a good start.
Yeah.
Scored 3 runs quick, and that was nice to see. Once again, 6:05 tonight in Milwaukee. We're joined right now. We're talking about all the great things that are done for animals in this area. We're just talking about it during the break, Todd. This area... Real, if you're a dog, if you're a pet, this is a great area to live.
There are some pets that get a little bit more attention, money, treatment than
well. I mean,
some people.
Right? I mean, look at his dog.
Yeah,
right.
My dog.
Yeah, your dog.
I just told Johnny I was at the vet with him yesterday, and just getting all these preventive shots and blood tests, and just to make sure everything's fine. And that didn't happen.
No. Like I said, the only time we ever took our dog to the vet was when they got porcupine quills in their mouth. And that sucked, man. That is the worst thing, porcupine quills in a dog's mouth. If you're in the woods, shoot a porcupine. There's nothing good about them. But we're joined with... on that note, let's talk about rescuing animals here with Tim Miley.
But it's Pet Allergy Awareness Month.
Yes,
and
it is.
You know, we talk about human allergies, and this guy, I think I love what he's doing here. Tim.
Big golf outing.
Yep, big golf outing.
Hey, Tim, good morning. How are you?
Tim Miley, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, that's great.
We love what you're doing. We're big animal people here.
I just got Tim and I. How far back do we go, Tim, in regards to just like Facebook back and forth?
Man, it's probably 2011.
Wow.
And it's been a while.
you were the first person I ever met that was really big into, and we'll get to all the dog scramble, everything, but into the paranormal. And then I come... And then I meet Todd, and I thought to myself, well, that friend Tim of mine is the second most invested person in the paranormal that I know in Wisconsin. You still doing that stuff, Tim?
I still am. It's not as frequent these days, but, this weekend we got the golf thing, but usually we're doing paranormal events to raise money for animals, so still really involved in the paranormal community.
It's kind of interesting. I'm going to be going out to Gettysburg next month.
I know.
And I think the next week after I'm out of there, I think you're going, right, Tim?
Yeah, you're going to beat me by a couple of weeks. I'm there at the end of July.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, okay. So we'll have to get together and talk about what
we
found.
Is this an outdoor thing or in buildings? Or
both for me, but...
Wow. This is cool. Very cool tip. Yeah. And it's great that you use one of your passions to help dogs.
Why? What's the passion with dogs? Why did you kind of dive into helping out animals?
Well, I've been trying to find a family-friendly way to explain this, but Pottergrass for Pooches was created in 2013. It goes back to the end of 2006 when I rescued my dog Murray from a shelter. He was beaten badly as a puppy, didn't want anything to do with anybody, especially men. And I was lucky enough to become his forever home. I was going through a lot of stuff personally at the time. And I think you can read between the lines there on that. I don't need to get too involved in that. But things were not going well for me personally. And there was a point in early 2007 where I tried not to be here anymore. And the only reason I'm here is because Murray walked into that room.
Wow. Well, and, we had Dennis.
Put his head on my arm.
We had Dennis Peters here last week, and Dennis has gone through some, and is going through some. And he said his dog saved him.
Yeah.
He said I didn't save. I said, did you save him? Rescue? He says no. Or no. He says no. I didn't rescue him. He rescued me.
And I think for a lot of people, there's nothing better than going home to an animal. It doesn't matter the kind of date you've had, because they're just happy to see you.
Yeah.
And it just makes such a big difference.
Yeah. Exactly. And Murray honestly became this spokesperson for Pottergrass later. I started to get more opportunities in the paranormal field, doing conventions and things like that. And they give you a table, they let you sell anything you want. And I thought, hey, let's raise some money for animals and let's also create a legacy for him. So that's why you see hashtag Murray's Legacy on almost everything that we do and everything that we sell. All proceeds that we raise go to a local shelter wherever we may be. And in 12 plus years, we've raised almost $137,000.
Nice.
So that's great.
It's been very, very rewarding for me. I get a chance to tell his story, and it'll always be his story. It's not mine. I get a chance to tell his story and, let everybody know how special he was. Dogs don't live forever. He passed away in 2019, and we've been doing what we can. My wife and I, Lauren, been doing what we can here to keep the legacy going, and that's where the golf tournament comes in.
Oh, that's great. Hey, did you get another dog?
I've got a couple now.
Oh, you do? Okay.
He's looking to sell his.
No, I would never. Are you kidding me? You couldn't give me enough money. No, when one of our dogs, it was so close to him, when he died, we didn't get another dog because we didn't want to go through that again. That's hard.
I agree.
If you're that really close to like our family was, we had three daughters and it was just like, almost like grandma died, I mean, it was unbelievable, but after a couple of years, we were missing it. So we picked up a dog, which wasn't a rescue.
So tell us about
that.
It's actually kind of funny. Sorry for butting in like that. But after Murray passed away, the shelter that we're working with this weekend contacted me and said, hey, we're bringing up some animals from Alabama. Take a look at the pictures. You can have whichever one you want. And ended up finding one that had the exact markings of Murray.
Oh, wow.
And she's a female, but I still named her Ray, R-A-E. And that's in honor of him, too. So,
what was your question?
I was going to ask, why are they always from the South?
Because I'll tell you, it's a true story. My dogs are all from the South, too.
Yeah, everybody I know is from the South.
Dennis's? They don't think of their animals like we think of our animals up here. Down there, it's a dog. Up here, it's a part of the family. And so there's less care down there. There's more kill shelters in the South. There's more rescues up in the North.
Wow, never knew that.
It's like back to the days of slavery. I'm going north. I got to get out of here.
Absolutely.
My God.
So tell us about
I would agree with what Todd said. I don't know how they treat them down there, but, we know a little bit about dogs, lessons, cost, insurance, and they do treat them pretty well up here. I do. I think people in this part of the world, and that's great that you're bringing do you bring the dogs up here, or do you just work with a shelter that does that?
I just work with the shelters.
Okay.
I always tell everybody that the shelters do the real work. I just try to raise the money for them. I got the easy part.
Tim, I got to ask this quick question here. We had a dog at the thing we did, and we talked about this. He was a rescue dog from the hurricane in, I think, New Orleans or one of our, one of the hurricane things. And you could just see in his eyes, like even in that room, he's a little... Hey, Jim, remember that? He's kind of like looking at his eyes. We're checking out the room. Do these dogs come with some, for lack of a better term, some post-traumatic stress?
Baggage, yeah.
Baggage?
Well, Murray in particular, yes. You know, being beaten as a puppy, knowing his story. He was afraid of plastic bags. He was afraid of doorways. I don't know what happened to him previously. I just know that it wasn't good. Have an animal now, a dog now. Her name is Daisy. Terrified of thunderstorms. So I don't know if she was out in a thunderstorm while she was lost before she was found. Yeah, a lot of those dogs, they come with quirks. You know, I don't want to say baggage because I don't want to discourage people from going to a shelter and finding their
But you have to accept that when you get one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to get a dog that doesn't have an issue.
Okay.
But they manage those issues because Johnny and I did an event for an adoption for a rescue, and the people brought their dogs. I think they had adopted them maybe a year ago, and boy, the relationship they had with those pets. I don't know if the owners adjust or if the pet adjusts, but boy, they were just great dogs. It wasn't like they were running away or growling or biting. They were just super nice dogs.
Oh, they knew who were taking care of them.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder, is that a factor, though, too, when somebody's been through such trauma and then all of a sudden, you know, in a short time period, you got somebody that's giving you all sorts of affection and care and all this. Yeah. I would think they would respond to that pretty good, too, huh, Tim?
Well, speaking of Murray specifically, we were both going through things. And that one night in particular that I spoke about earlier really changed relationship. It was never owner and dog. It was more like father-son, as weird as that might seem to some people.
Jim has conversations with his dog as if he was sitting and talking to an adult. True or false?
It's true.
Do you see what the mayor did today?
Yeah, it's cheaper than a
therapist. Should I run again?
It's cheaper than a therapist.
Milton, should I run again?
Yeah.
Well, Tim, tell us about the golf outing, but more importantly, if folks can't partake in that, how they can support Pawtographs and what you do.
And I love the name Pawtographs. Yeah.
You can go to pawtographsforpooches.com. That's Pawtographs. Pooches.com. And there's a donate button on the homepage there if you want to. Everything will go to Second Chance North Animal Shelter. We're doing a golf scramble this week. Murray gets a golf tournament. It's called the Murray Scramble. And four-person scramble, $65 a person, whole events, lunch afterwards. Some of the proceeds are going to us, which we will give directly to the shelter. And like I said, that's the shelter that put me in touch with my dog, Ray. Been working with them for years. Good people over there. Got to give a quick shout out to Farview Golf Course.
Yeah.
John owns the golf course. There's a bunch of events, charity events throughout the year, and we're just lucky enough to be one of them, opening up this golf course to us. And,
$65 a person is really cheap.
Yeah, that's
a bargain there, man.
And lunch.
Fantastic. Yeah, and lunch.
That's a really good deal.
You can't do that just on a normal Tuesday afternoon at a golf course.
And, you know, you're going to have perfect weather for that. Saturday, it's going to be nice. And, you know, you got to get out. That's a good place to start.
Right? Absolutely.
You know, start with a scramble. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, along those lines, if, you know, you get four people from the station, I would like to have you there. We'll cover everything for you.
No, I appreciate that. I haven't swung a golf club in a lot of years.
We'd be scrambling.
Yeah, we'd be scrambling, that's for sure.
we have a saying on our team, you only have to be good 25% of the time.
That's right.
That's right.
That is true.
So we just go out there, have a lot of fun, and just remember that we're there to raise money for the animals. A lot of laughter, a lot of jokes. And it's Wisconsin. There's a few drinks that get into the mix.
What?
And the name of the place, once again, is Second Chance Shelter in Oshkosh. Correct, Tim?
Just outside of Oshkosh, Second Chance North Animal Shelter. Good people that run that place want to do what we can for them.
And it's Farview, F-A-R-V-U, Golf Course, 4985 County Road R in Oshkosh.
Yes.
And they could contact them, 920-470-2395. So 920-470-2395. Or if people want to remember it better that way, the 23 would be Travis Williams and Bryce Pop.
Of course. I mean, that's what I thought of right away.
I was just going to say that, but yeah.
Yep. So there you go.
I'm more of a texter, so if you text me, I'll get right back to you.
All right.
Outstanding. One more time, 920-470-2395. It's only $65 per person for the whole tournament, and lunch is included. 9 o'clock shotgun start on Saturday.
It's great. Yeah, it's good weather. kick off the season.
Absolutely.
Do this, meet some friends.
And a great cause.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Are they going to have any dogs out there, Tim?
The shelter, I believe, is bringing a couple dogs. Nice. Going to be at one of the holes, so you get a chance to go pet a dog after you shank your drive into the woods.
Yeah.
Okay. And by our next guest just brought in his dog with him. Cody brought in his dog, Smoke. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mess with Smoke.
If we golf, you got to bring a dog that knows how to fetch.
That would be a good idea if a dog could find
Greg, golf
balls. If you could train a dog to find golf balls, oh my God, could that dog make money?
And learn to bring them back and drop them on the green.
Right next to the hole. Yeah.
Tim Miley, it's great talking to you, buddy. We'll keep pumping this all week long.
Yeah, thanks for doing this, Tim.
Thank you.
You got it, my friend. Please let us know how it goes after next week, okay?
Will do. Thank you again.
Thank you, brother. Murray Scramble coming up Saturday. Just $65. Give Tim a call. 470 Travis Williams Brace Plot. $23.95. Back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Jim and I just agreed on something.
What? How did that happen?
Neither one of us used porta potties.
Well, I didn't say that. I said my kids won't.
Oh.
Because we're talking, his event's coming up at Lake Park.
Cody's in the house. Cody and Smoke.
And the city of Green Bay, or actually, it's more than that. Green Bay Metro is showcasing two new fire engines they bought. That's $1 million over that. And kids love them. The public likes them.
Old guys kind of like them, to be honest with you. Like I said, I was going for that walk the other day down the trail, and the fire department was there doing some training for the guys, and they had the big line. And I was like some 8-year-old kid.
Just sitting there
and
watching.
I literally sat there, my hands against the fence watching them do that. There's something, I don't care how old you are, there's something about big, cool, shiny red trucks.
And, yeah.
Is that the truth, Cody?
It is.
And they'll bring people down to that. And
Yeah, talk about this, Cody, what you got coming
they
up,
They reached
buddy.
Out to the best barbecue in the community. Man.
Yep, so they reached out. They want me there for food trucking.
And this was Cody Krepline. Do I pronounce your last name right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Krepline.
Okay.
He's like one of those nice guys. Yeah, close enough.
Because somehow, aren't you related to my wife's family or something along the lines?
Somehow or another.
It seems like everybody in Manitowoc County is related.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, they're all related from back in...
Back when.
In the Czech Republic or wherever in Bohemia. But anyway, Cody Krepline, Sloppy Hog Barbecue, which is phenomenal. But go ahead, Cody.
So June 9th, the Green Bay Metro is pushing two new fire engines in the service.
Which is a big deal, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, are they both ladders? Do you know?
I'm not for sure.
Okay.
But they're going to be doing a press release here shortly about time link or the time schedule.
What if they're going to let people go up in those? You wouldn't because you like heights, but like he just said, everybody loves looking at new equipment.
Yeah, I think it's 6 o'clock at Light Park on the 9th.
Okay. And one of the attractions are you?
Yep, one of the attractions are me. So,
and Smoke.
Yep,
your dog
might be there.
Oh, we got to bring him.
Smoke wasn't a rescue, right?
No. He came from, he's Dutch, the Netherlands. He's got his own passport.
No kidding. Wow. Was he used in the military at all?
No.
What do they do with those dogs, Cody? Because I've seen a couple of them over there in Afghanistan,
yep.
And they're bad-ass-looking dogs. Can they be reverted to normal society?
More than likely, the handler will
keep them. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's just because of that bond that the handler and the dog have.
Okay.
And that's the way they are here, too, locally.
Yeah.
I mean, the handlers train the dog,
the
stay with the dog, the canine, and then they keep the dog.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, the handler, in that situation, will keep the dog.
I just didn't know if the military being the way the military is sometimes, they would allow you. Yeah. Even though that sounds like the right thing to do, you just don't know.
I think that's how it is.
Okay.
I was never in that
right. But you've seen them, right, over there?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they scary looking things? And I, no disrespect, smoke reminds me of them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can those canines, and it's trouble. Hey, tell us about your product offering. I mean, you haven't done any advertising, and you're quite a successful entrepreneur.
Yeah. So I was thinking about it on the drive-in.
Are you hot in here? I think it's warm in here. Okay.
It's warm
in
here.
Okay, all right. Because he's charging cities.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if smoke
but
had me nervous.
But that's good for you. Maybe it'll help get you what in that six-pack body for summer. Okay.
What are you trying to say?
I didn't see any barbecue. Is that part of your diet for us, too?
Yeah.
No, I decided to sleep last night.
Tell us a little bit about the background here once again, Cody. How long have you been doing this now? The sloppy
2 years.
2 years, okay. Started with a dream.
It started out doing whole hog for nonprofits to help them raise money as fundraisers, as something off the wall.
When you say whole hog, you mean where you take the sparnacle?
No, sparnfunkel.
Sparnfunkel, yeah.
They put the apple in the mouth?
Yeah. That grosses me out a little bit with the head, okay?
Yeah.
Do you eat the head then?
No. Well, so you could. What is the best part on a pig? What is the
pork
best?
Pork chops?
The tenderloin?
No. It's cheeks, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But people I've heard that. So is that tender, right?
Yeah.
Would that be pork butt?
No, the cheeks.
Oh, the cheeks, your face. Oh, I thought you meant butt cheeks.
Jeez. I didn't even think that.
I don't know the parts of animals.
Yeah, I guess not. Hey, but do people, how do you know? I've never heard that. People order a cheek? I mean, how do you?
So it's a. It's a royalty or specialty if you're doing whole hog. Normally, they're not available because the heads don't get cooked. So when you're doing whole hog, normally the host of the party or if it's a graduation party, the kid, I'll give the kid the cheeks on their sandwich.
Really?
Really.
Because
so that's like...
That's like a prime rib or...
The delicacy. That's interesting.
Do they sell those in stores?
Like, no.
Oh.
No.
Why?
Well, let's think about that. That's probably a couple pounds out of a, what, 200-pound pig?
It's maybe the packet on the...
This?
Yep.
Wow. So one sandwich, basically.
Yeah, you get one sandwich and that's it.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
They really do eat every part of a pig, don't they? Like every part.
Yeah.
I
like the head on there when they open up the thing and you see the apple and the pig spinning around. It's all like getting crusty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that sounds so appetizing. Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, so that makes for a great party. And
you know what that pig is thinking right before he goes? Yeah. Man, I hope my friends don't see me.
But then they really, you can do those things right. Different sauces, you know, hot, medium, and some potato stuff. Those are fun parties, and like you said, graduation. That's not uncommon. It's expensive, but it's fun to have.
Graduation weddings.
We got some cooking questions to ask you because we had a little bit of a debate here the other day about different types of sauces to put on barbecue and whether Jim thinks you don't need them, just dry rub or something. Was that you that said that?
So if it's
hold that thought. Okay. sending us to a quick break. You know, I feel sorry for people that come in here. They think they're going to talk about one thing.
I'm here to promote my, no, you're not. It's our show.
Cody Kreplane, Sloppy Hog Barbecue. Folks, if you haven't tried it, you need to. We're going to talk about his rib cook-off competition, a whole bunch more right after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.